Well, that's something that I struggle with all the time. We started off with one kid, and of course, hindsight's 2020. You learn from experience, and I actually found a used kid. Actually, I bought my first kid. What helped me buy it was Woodward's website. I had got on Woodward's. Yeah, you're like this little story. I had got on Woodward's website and posted a comment about, I was wanting to put in a cam, and I didn't know which one to buy. I was looking at Nye, I was looking at EBAC, I was looking at Northman, or I believe that's there. I was looking at Woodmiser, which is basically the Nye unit with their control box. And it was confusing me. And so I got on Woodward and I posted this, and there was a guy in Wisconsin that called me, and he said, "I seen your post." Yeah, he said, "I seen your post on Woodward." He said, "Let me give you some advice." He said, "Stay away from the EBAC." He said, "The Nile units are good." He said, "I've got a Nile L200 that I'll sell you." He said, "We just upgraded and bought a Nile 500." So I bought this Nile L200 from him for less than half of what it would have cost me to have bought a new one. And it was used, but there's not really that much to them. And I drove out there. I took me a 3-day trip, and I drove out there, and I looked at it. He's turned it on, fired it up, checked it out, and we loaded it up in the truck, and I brought it back. And we built our first chamber, and that was one of the mistakes I made, is I really didn't build the chamber big enough to do. I can get about 2,000 board feet in there, and that thing will do 4,000. So that was the first mistake that I made. And of course, just having the one can doing 2,000 board feet, we wasn't able to keep up. So we built the second chamber, and I did the same thing again. I got on the internet, and I found another used can, same thing, Nile L200. Believe it or not, it was also in Wisconsin, and wasn't as far out as the first one, but I hopped in the truck and went after it, and we built the second can chamber, and this one we built big enough to put the full 4,000 board feet of lumber in. And of course, Nile had given me the blueprints. I had all the drawings, and both of the chambers are built, to their specifications, with all the right insulation in it. And and of course, with the construction background, and we did all the construction work. I don't think I've got new pictures on the website of the second kiln unit we've got. That's something I need to take photos and get on, because I think I've got pictures of the one kiln out there, but we've got another one sitting right next to that one now. They're both the dehumidifying, which I'm sure you're aware of the Nile L200s, what they do. The smaller one, that was the first one that we put in, and we put that one in. That was built out of an old three-sided horse running shed, and of course, I got out of the horse business and got in the lumber business. So I was kind of working a little bit with an existing structure. So that's one reason why it ended up being a little bit smaller than I aimed for it to be. And it's a whole separate structure. We do things a whole lot different on the second one. The first one, you can see in the photos, we put in the railing system. The doors open on the end of the structure, and the railing, the carts roll out. My idea from the whole get go on this was, I watched the other sawmills, and before we started sawing, and we was hauling our logs, and they would take a log and they would saw it, and then they would stack the lumber, flat stack it. And then they would pick the lumber stack up, and then they'd carry it over there, and they would stack it, and they would put stickers between it, and then they would put it in there.